When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's talk Suncorp Super Netball, getting ready for round three this weekend. The New South Wales Swifts are now 1-1 after victory against the Mavericks on the weekend just gone. Next up is the Queensland Firebirds, and I'm pleased to say that Premiership winning coach and Premiership winning player, in fact, Bryony Akell is on the line. Morning, Bryony.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No, great to catch up with you. Your reaction to that win over the Mavericks, it was 11 points at halftime, 11 points at full time. So from a coaching perspective, I'm interested to know, how did you keep the players focused on keeping the foot down?
Yeah, I think we knew what we had to do coming off the back of round one. We obviously didn't have a very good start to the competition. So getting a good start against the Mavericks was imperative. But we knew that intensity probably couldn't keep up for the full game, and that we just had to win each quarter. And our focus actually was winning the first 10 minutes of every quarter. So to come away with 11 goal win, I was still happy about that.
Yeah, so you do that, do you? You break it down, Bryony. You say to the girls, okay, let's break this down into 10 minutes. Let's fire this away for the first 10 minutes and work from there. Is that a strategy going in? You would have known the Mavericks. I mean, they're essentially a new entity, obviously, but you would have known that they were so hungry.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for us, because of the Super Shot, you know, Suncorp Super Netball is closer than ever and anything can come back. So we have not been very good, you know, in the 10-minute time, and very, very good in the Super Shot time. So for us coming against the Mavericks, we know that they've got Eleanor Cardwell, who's an absolutely brilliant shooter under pressure, and we knew that if they were in striking distance, anything could happen. So, yeah, Mavericks are a great team, and I'm sure they'll bounce back.
When you have games like that and when you are looking to play to a strategy, I guess you're looking to your leaders. And Paige and Maddie both had big games and both did the jobs as co-captains.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they bring different skills in that co-captaincy role. And I thought they, you know, we reversed their roles in their starting positions this week, and that certainly helped us get the start. So Paige's really fierce and Maddie's really smart feeding that ball into Sammy Waller. So they had a great game.
What about the reaction after round one? Were you cranky, Bryony, after the loss to the Sunshine Coast Lightning, or was it because you always want to start the season well, don't you? So just talk to me about the team meeting, the very first meeting that you sat down.
Yes, it was probably a mirror of what happened in 2023 against Collingwood, and we actually got smacked then as well. So post-game, it was probably about just saying we don't set that standard for us as a team, and our legacy is not like that. So I was quite calm. I sort of got my message across in quite a stern way, but still in a way that obviously there's 13 rounds to go. So, you know, getting the message across about sticking to a game plan was the imperative part of that conversation. But it was a quiet ride bus back to the hotel, I can assure you.
I bet. Hey, you just talked about 13 rounds to go, which leads me to the question of when do you unleash your blow up? Like, every coach has got to have a blow up in them. And at some stage of the season, touch wood, hopefully you don't have to, but you might have to have a pick up a plastic chair and pretend to throw it kind of moment. Do you hold on to it?
Yeah, it's got to be impactful. And I think some of the time our players would probably laugh at me if I did that. They'd probably go, right, that's not you, Bryza. So I think, saving that up probably to the second half of the season so there's not a hype reel of me going crazy at halftime or post-game, I think.
In your playing career, did you have somebody who had the, you know, potential to really go off kilter?
Oh, in terms of leadership or as a coach?
Coach.
I had Julie Fitzgerald, who's actually the coach of the Giants, so I had her my whole career. She would certainly let you know throughout the game if she wasn't very happy. She wouldn't leave it till the end. So I think, she was quite strict, and we knew when she wasn't happy that.
So Firebirds this Sunday at Nissan Arena. You've played them once in the Team Girls Cup, and I went back. You've actually won the last four times that you met them, including last month. So what's the strategy here and what are your takeaways from the win against the Mavericks, or parts that you think you need to fix and or change when you front up on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, I think the Firebirds, they've got a lot of confidence coming off the back of their Giants win on the weekend. So we've got a lot of respect for them. They've got a fantastic crowd that gets behind them up at Nissan Arena. So they've got Danelle Wallum, who can shoot the ball from anywhere, and a great defensive end. So I think coming off the back of the Mavericks, we certainly did a lot of things that just the basics. We just smashed the basics last weekend. So the focus is actually on us, probably not so much the Firebirds, but what we can do better in those small moments leading into the game. So just having a really good training week and then getting up to Brisbane and just doing little things well and connecting as a team.
And just another topic of conversations floating around about Super Netball, and it goes back to what we've known before of a Trans-Tasman Super Netball competition. So I've seen that there's a little bit of chatter. Should we bring New Zealand teams back in? I'm pretty sure when you were playing, Commonwealth Bank Trophy was just the all Australian teams, because it changed in 2008, didn't it? So we've been down this path before. I guess the question is, should we consider going down the path again and merging the Kiwi teams with the Australian teams?
Yeah, from a personal point of view, I definitely think so. I think we've got the best comp in the world. And at the moment, New Zealand are probably the ones that the lonely people sitting outside of that. And I certainly think if we are truly to be the best in the league, we can expand that. And, you know, we had conversations here that our pre-season is longer than our actual competition time. So, you know, 14 rounds is not that long when you train for 6 months before. So I certainly think, as a collective, I think the netball world would love to welcome some New Zealand teams, or even just, you know, another two teams in Australia with New Zealanders allowed to play in our competition. I certainly think that would be the step forward for netball.
Okay, because I was going to further that, because you've got Tasmania, say the ACT, Gold Coast, all knocking on the door, all wanting to be part of Super Netball at the moment.
Yeah.
And so they should. So I was going to say to you, how do you balance that if we want to get the New Zealand teams in? So you're saying perhaps a balance could be, let's expand from within Australia, but let's also include New Zealand players into that mix.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Australia, you know, obviously we're the best nation in the world in terms of that high-performance netball, and we've got talent everywhere in Australia, and I certainly think we could fill our teams with all Australian players. But I think that would be the answer, to give those licences to clubs in Australia and allow the best players, whoever they are, throughout the world, including New Zealand, to be part of that. So, yeah, I certainly think the expansion of netball is definitely there. Obviously, we need the funds to be able to run that moving forward, but I certainly think that would probably be the answer.
Yeah, interesting topic. We'll keep our eyes on that one. Of course, we'll be tuned in for the Swifts v Firebirds this Sunday at Nissan Arena. So it's Sunday, 2:00. All the very best. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.